You see, COVID has changed the game as far as that goes, because it's given people an excuse to very comfortably ask for money up front prior to them showing up, and that's done over the phone. Hey docs, I'm shooting a series of how to survive and thrive during these uncomfortable and awkward times to be in business. I have 9 practices myself, and we turn over $7 million every single year. And we had to be closed in 2020 for up to 8 weeks. We lost $1.5 million in that time. So I'm speaking from experience when I've had to pivot, I've had to change certain strategies, and this is a little series on little tips that can help you in the upcoming 2021. Listen, let me just preframe this and say that 2021 by no means can't be your record year. And I say this from experience. Many of my students have done a record 2020 and they had to shut for up to 8 weeks. That's insane. They lost 2 months worth of revenue and trading and they still had a record year. The most revenue some of them have ever done their entire lives, and some people in practice for over 20 years. This is incredible. And one little tip that we discovered through this process was, here's the thing, is when you've got new patients, most of them are coming from online at the moment, whether it's referrals. That's another great strategy, of course, and we'll talk about it in a different video. But if you look at what we've lost screenings, and we've lost lunch and learns, and we lost corporate talks, and we've lost in-house workshops. A lot of that we've lost, but I'm gonna be teaching you how to pivot in those two on my webinar on the 16th and 17th. Get registered for that. But in this webinar, I wanna teach you about a little trick that you can implement right now that will double or triple your show-up rates for new patients. Now, let me give you some context. I've been teaching this for a while, and I was one of the first people to really aggressively teach people how to get new patients online, specifically through Facebook. We've been doing it for years, and you know, in just one of my strategies that I'm teaching in my webinar, we can get up to 100 new patients in a single day from an online strategy. The tip of this, that it mixes online and offline, which is what I'm gonna be teaching in the webinar. But my trick and tip I'm teaching you today is how you can leverage and use the current times to increase show-up rates for your new patients. So in the past, a lot of the docs I used to consult with had a difficulty in asking for initial consultation fee or first visit fee prior to the consultation. You see, COVID has changed the game as far as that goes, because it's given people an excuse to very comfortably ask for money up front prior to them showing up, and that's done over the phone. This is a game changer, because often the complaint with online marketing strategies or certain lead sources is that the lead is not particularly as motivated as other lead sources, whether certain as motivated potentially or higher quality as like a referral. But this is what asking for payment upfront for your initial consultation or first visit does. It completely weeds certain, if you will, time wasters out or shoppers out. Now, if you're doing an online strategy, you absolutely have to be insisting that the new patients pay for initial consultation prior to coming in. Here's what will happen. First of all, for me, it depends where you practice in the world, but many areas on the planet, you know, I've got consulting clients in Spain and Ireland and the United Kingdom and all over the United States and in Singapore and Malaysia. Every culture has a different way of doing things with regards to prepaying. In some of the cultures I worked with, it was just not a done thing to pay for thing prior to coming in. COVID changed that, because now you had a legitimate excuse to decrease certain contacts, and we were, in many of our practices, short-staffed, etc., that it became such a normal thing to say, due to the current environment, we are now taking all payments prior to coming in. A, if someone at this point, remember, this is the person that opted in to an offer, a special, or to come and see you, they've said they want to come see you, they're on the phone, they've booked, you always book them first, then ask for the financial commitment. And at that point, if they don't want to pay $20, $30, $40, $50, $100 upfront prior to coming in, that's fully refundable, by the way, you can easily say, then there's probably, in rare cases, there's a legitimate reason, but there's probably already a good indication whether or how motivated they are as a patient. So wouldn't you want to know that prior to them coming in? Wouldn't you want to know, if they weren't going to do that, they probably weren't going to show up anyway, and that's totally cool. But because capacity's decreased in many of the practices I work with across the world, your selling time or your consultation time becomes even more valuable because you've got less of it. So you've got to maximize that time, and you can't afford no-shows specifically in that critical part of the patient journey. So my advice to you is pivot right now to taking all online payments, with Facebook strategies, etc., Instagram strategies, whatever it is. If you're doing Groupon strategies still, you want to pivot to make sure that they pay in advance to coming. Many of them do on Groupon, but Facebook, if you will. My opinions of those are irrelevant, but I'm telling you now, you have to pivot to take the money up front. If you're struggling with this, many of the docs I've worked with have struggled with this from a psychological perspective, and it won't even be you that struggles, it'll be your front desk that struggles with it the most, if you do struggle with it. Now, here's what I want to tell you is that, you know, recently my wife and I are booked for a Michelin star restaurant just down the road from us. They take full half deposits, if you will. I can't remember what it was, but it was a lot of money up front to even just secure the booking. Non-refundable, by the way. Non-refundable. I'm not even saying you need to do that, but non-refundable. My wife booked an appointment, it's weird times to be doing business, for herself and my daughter to go to the hairdresser recently, and they required upfront payment. Not only did they require upfront payment, because slots are so limited in this weird time, that my daughter's 3.5, by the way, there was no child fee. There was only a fee. So they just got rid of the child fee, and you pay upfront. So it's like doubled, and we require payment upfront. So remember, the marketplace is doing you a lot of favors for you to justify and have full permission to do this. You're going to thank me for this tip. All of a sudden, your show-up rate is going to go through the roof. Your DNA, or did not arrive rate, that's DNA's, did not arrive rate, is going to plummet. And not only that, the people that are sitting in front of you are going to be way more, because they've proved their worth, if you will. People show commitment in two ways, time and money, time and their wallet. If they're prepared to show up for a period of time, like an hour, 45 minutes, 30 minutes, and they're prepared to pay in advance, chances are that they're pretty motivated. So I hope this tip helps. Pivot immediately. Have a conversation with your front desk immediately. No more online strategies. No more new patients from Facebook or whatever without at least asking for the financial commitment upfront before they arrive. Trust me, you're going to have an amazing time with this, and it's going to help you tremendously. Hope this is helpful. If you want more of these strategies, join me on my free webinar, the 16th and 17th. There's two different dates, same webinar, both done live, no recordings given. That's why I'm doing two dates. And on the webinar, I'm going to be giving you some scripts and templates and support material to help you with this stuff. And I'm going to give you a map for 2021 and help you with the biggest, if you will, home runs we've had in 2020. I'm going to help you map up the whole of 2021 and what you should be doing, what you shouldn't be doing, what you can't do, what you can do, what stuff's working better, what stuff's working worse, and how to do online presentations. Not without experience, I've done a lot of these. And a lot of people are teaching this now, and they're teaching it wrong. Trust me, they're teaching it wrong. But I'm going to be teaching you exactly how to do this. No one has done this as many times as me in the industry right now. We've got 9 practices, thousands of visits every single week. We're not speaking from theory. I'm speaking from experience. And my inner circle members can vouch for that. They're doing records in 2020. See you on the webinar. I hope today was helpful.